this was how the graph will be. So this slide is given to you to make you understand that when you learn about marginal productivity and you try to plot on the x-axis, you are going to plot the variable factor. Always the variable factor will be on the x-axis, and on the y-axis you will measure, you can measure all the three, students, average, total and marginal. However, here we have only tried to plot the average and marginal product, and you can see the pink color graph is marginal. So in the beginning the marginal productivity is higher than average, but after a point the marginal product starts falling. So when marginal product starts falling, average also pulls down. So when every additional hour the productivity of the employee starts falling, it will pull down the average productivity. So what is the optimal use of the variable factor? That if the firm wants to make maximum profit, then they have to only keep using, employing their additional labor only up to a point where the output that is given from this unit of labor is greater than the cost that we are paying on this labor. Okay, so the revenue that the unit of labor is going to give to the company should be more than the cost of paying. Because marginal productivity of labor is falling. That is what the law of returns explained us. So, is law ko thoda sa further agar application mein leke jaye, that introduces us to marginal revenue product of labor. What is marginal revenue product of labor? Now, we are looking from the organization employer's point of view. What you studied in this law was, when there is a fixed factor with variable inputs, the marginal productivity will start falling. But how is it going to impact the decision making? To understand that, we are taking this one step ahead where we calculate a concept called marginal revenue product of labor. What is MRPL? It is the extra revenue generated by use of additional unit of labor. Now, to understand that, we'll again have to use a schedule. But before that, how will the company derive its optimal use? How will the company know that it should stop using the variable inputs beyond this point? Or which is that point, which is the point called as the optimal utilization of the variable with the fixed inputs? For that, the short run production law of returns gives us this theory, which says that when the MPL, matlab marginal product of labor, is equal to the marginal revenue, okay, the marginal product of labor, if it is equal to the cost of labor, once it becomes equal, then we can reach the optimal stage. So what is this marginal revenue and marginal cost? Equating the marginal revenue with the marginal cost, okay? How to derive it? So just see here, the marginal product of labor, when we multiply it with the marginal revenue. So every additional labor, what they contribute and how much you pay. The extra cost of hiring an additional unit of labor is called as the marginal resource cost of labor, is equal to the increase in the total cost of the firm. Now, to understand that, we have this schedule. The schedule will make it very clear for you. Look here, the units of labor. So a person is working. So there are two full-timers and one part-timer. So it's 2.5, 3, 3.5, 4 and 4.5. The marginal product is falling. Matlab, as we are hiring more and more units of labor, the marginal product is falling. We have to calculate marginal revenue. What is marginal revenue? Marginal revenue is $10. Marginal revenue is the output that the labor is giving us. So the 2.5 units of labor, their marginal productivity is 4. So whatever output that they are making, each unit of output, that is the price. Matlab wo jo product bana rahe hain, wo product ka market selling price hai $10. So agar 2.5 units of labor ne 4 units banaye hain, so 4 into 10 gives you 40. मतलब 2.5 यूनिट्स ऑफ लेबर हैज गिवन द कंपनी $40 का आउटपुट. हाउ मच आर यू पेइंग द वर्कर्स? $20. आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग? तो ये 2.5 पीपल, वी आर पेइंग देम $20, बट दे आर गिविंग अस एन आउटपुट ऑफ $40. सो इज इट प्रॉफिटेबल टू हायर? डेफिनेटली येस. देन द कंपनी इंक्रीजेस अनदर पार्ट टाइमर. सो नाउ देर आर थ्री. So now the total 3 full timers, we can say. Now one more person, the person who was working as a part timer is made a full timer. So there are 3 full timers. But the marginal productivity falls. Now you may be wondering why. Because don't forget, this is a short run production law. We are only talking here about one variable input. So if it is a hotel and if these are the cooks, then the hotel space is a fixed factor. The kitchen appliances are the fixed factor. You keep hiring more and more cooks in the kitchen, but there will be a point where they will, the balance between the cooks and the kitchen appliances will be imbalanced. They will not have space only to go there and work, because the number of cooks are more than the capacity. So marginal productivity will fall, because some will be just sitting idle waiting for their turn to work, right? So the theory says that the marginal revenue that the labor is giving us, we have to see. Once the productivity falls, matlab company's marginal revenue is also going to fall. So here, see, the last one is giving the, when we have 4.5, our marginal product of the 0.5th, yani ki this part-timer who is joined after 4 is 0. So his marginal revenue will be 0 only, but you are paying him $20. So paying a person $20 for no work is definitely loss for the company. So if a student is given this schedule and the student is asked, out of this, find the optimal use, which would be the optimal level to select? Yes, it would be where the both marginal revenue product and marginal revenue cost are equal. So which is that row? 3.5. So when the company hires 3.5 units of labor, it has reached the optimal use of variable input. For the simplicity, those students who are getting a bit confused, very simple logic, remember. We have units of labor or variable factor. We get marginal product. We have to find out that the product that these units are making, uska market price kya hai. So the price at which the product is sold will be called MR. P likha hai wahan par, price. That is fixed. Uske baad how much marginal product is we are getting, multiply karo, you get marginal revenue product. Wages are fixed. Your job is only to compare the last two columns. So what is the calculation for the student, where they multiply the marginal product with the marginal revenue, that is the price. This is the price of the product that these workers are contributing in. Matlab company ka output. So uska jo selling price hai, that is the marginal revenue. Is that clear? Optimal output, I repeat again, will always be that level where marginal revenue product is equal to the marginal resource cost. Once we have completed this returns, the short run production, now we take you to the long run. In the long run, we enter returns to scale. See, the moment the word scale is added to returns, it is long run. Here, all the inputs can be varied. Correct? So the relation between input and output gives rise to returns to scale when all the factors are variable. Returns to scale is a long run production law. Remember, whenever we talk about long run, all inputs can be varied in the same ratio. Company can increase its land area, they can buy a new office, they can hire more employees, they can have more machinery, and so on. Okay, so let's understand what this returns to scale, how is it measured, what is the formula. Returns to scale is measured by a formula, which is delta Q by Q divided by delta N by N. there is a symbol which is given over here like a E, it is called epsilon. So returns to scale measures the ratio of proportionate change in output, output is Q, to proportionate change in input. Okay. Now, always remember that if the answer is greater than 1, we declare increasing returns to scale. If the answer is equal to 1, we say it is a constant returns to scale. And if the answer is less than 1, it is decreasing returns to scale. So student has to remember the formula in the long run production for the law returns to scale, like epsilon is equal to delta Q by Q upon delta N by N. Delta Q ka matlab hai change in output, change in quantity with respect to original quantity. Q is your original quantity. So if a company was making, a company like Crompton was making 10,000 ceiling fans, so 10,000 ceiling fans will be the quantity. And if the number of ceiling fans in the next year goes to 20,000, so double ho gaya na. So what is the difference? 20,000 minus 10,000 is delta Q, 10,000. So always remember this Q and N, N is number of inputs. So this is a very complicated process. You need to have the company's entire input data and then see with that input, what is the desirable output that the company is obtaining. To help you, I have created one very hypothetical example over here in this slide. Suppose there is a 10% increase in input by company A. Now, what is this input? I have taken two things. One is capital, which is 100 crores, and other is the employees working for the company, which is 5,500. So we know that this company, okay, it has a strength of 5,500 employee with 100 crores ka capital investment. Now, the company is using this ratio in three plants. In all the three plants, it has used the same amount of capital and same amount of employee strength. Again, based on a hypothetical, if I take you back to just make you correlate. Remember, in this slide we had discussed when all inputs can be simultaneously varied in the same ratio. So to just use this theory, I'm varying the inputs in the same ratio in all the three plants in my current example, as you see here. So plant 1, plant 2, plant 3. Now when we are changing this inputs by 10%, I have made it little easy for you to just get the idea. Plant 1 gives you 10% output, plant 2 gives you 6.25% output, and plant 3 gives you 25% increase in output. Tino mein output increase hua hai. But as per the law, ratio, you have to see what is the ratio. Now you remember this epsilon, greater than 1, equal to 1, less than 1. I give you some time to think. Write down your answers and then just let me say the answer so that you'll know whether you are on the same line of thinking and are you analyzing it correctly. Okay. Yeah, so I think many have got it very clear. Plant 1 will be exhibiting constant returns to scale, because 10% increase in input is giving you 10% increase in output. So the ratio is same. 10 by 10 is equal to 1. Plant 2 will exhibit decreasing returns to scale, because 10% increase in input, but only 6.25% increase in output. So 6.25 divided by 10. What answer you'll get? Don't forget the formula. Output is in the numerator, input is in the denominator. So be very careful. So that 10% which is input will always be denominator. Ye constant rahega 10%. 10 by 10, 6.25 by 10, or 25 upon 10. I hope you are clear. Plant 3 will exhibit increasing returns to scale. So this is how you can practically keep looking when companies are changing its inputs. Most of the time, the companies are definitely looking for increasing returns to scale. But since there are many factors which are beyond the control of an organization, and these type of constraints or bottlenecks or difficulties might bring decreasing returns to scale for the organization. Now, after understanding the two main laws, law of returns and law of returns to scale, we are coming a midway, which is called as producer's equilibrium. This is a theoretical concept of production function, where we try to understand how a producer makes the decision of selecting the input and output right combination to get the desirable output. It's known as producer's equilibrium. What is producer's equilibrium? It is a situation when the producer maximizes his production given the total expenditure and prices of factors of production. So the aim of the producer is with a given input to get the maximum output. Now, to understand producer's equilibrium in the production theory, we require the understanding of economic concepts called isoquant, isocost. So whenever you are studying about producer's equilibrium in production chapter, you have to know isoquant and isocost line. The entire theory is based on the use of isoquant and isocost. Let's understand further. I've given here the meaning of isoquant and isocost. Isoquant, it is the locus of point showing that different combination of factor inputs give the same quantity of output. So what does an isoquant explain us? It is giving us the point showing the different combination of factor inputs. Okay, so when you are using different land labor and you get the same output, we are on a isoquant. Iso equal, quant quantity. So alag alag factor inputs ki madad se, when the output remains constant, matlab output ko constant rakhna hai by varying the input, to aapke paas aa gaya isoquant. Got it? Isocost. What is isocost? Isocost, iso matlab equal cost ya constant cost bol sakte. It will always be reflecting the investment outlay and the prices of factors. So when you are doing this theory, you have to remember कि अगर फैक्टर प्राइस और कंपनी के इन्वेस्टमेंट का इंफॉर्मेशन है तो वी आर प्लॉटिंग और वी आर ड्रॉइंग और वी आर यूजिंग आइसोकॉस्ट कॉन्सेप्ट. बट व्हेन वी हैव इंफॉर्मेशन अबाउट द कंपनीज इनपुट्स, इनपुट आउटपुट, कि आउटपुट सेम रखना है, कंपनी को एक डिजायर टारगेट आउटपुट चाहिए, and the company managers are thinking ki okay, we are shifting the staff from this department to this department, then what would be, we don't want the output to be changed, so then they are thinking on isoquant line. Okay, I further elaborated in detail now. Isoquant, known as equal product curve, it means quantity or the same amount of output with the use of different combination of factor inputs. So yaad rakhna hai, isoquant ka matlab hai same amount of output with different combination of inputs. Okay, so here students, you can see that we have presented you an isoquant graph. How does it look like? We have kept output constant at 20Q, that is 20 units. So suppose if a company is making let's say bags, okay, backpacks. So there are 20 backpacks that is manufactured by a company, let's say like Wildcraft. Now there are two factors, factor Y and factor X. They are the inputs. Both can be varied here. So you can see that the factor X is increasing, factor Y is decreasing. An isoquant is negatively sloped. It means that both the factors are inversely related. So when I want to increase factor X, or if I'm decreasing factor Y, I have to increase factor X to keep the output constant. So different factor combination on this curve are giving us a constant output of 20 units. If we want more output, then we have to go for a higher isoquant. So an isoquant map, What is an isoquant map? It consists of more than one isoquant. It represents more output. So higher the isoquant from the origin, higher the level of output. So always remember, whenever isoquants are right, there's a map of isoquant, then the topmost isoquant will represent highest output than the one which is closer to the origin. As you can clearly see here, 15, 20, 25. Okay. I have given you a table over here. This was a very basic, it's like a housey ticket. And there are some numbers which are highlighted. So if I just take the number 12. So 12, if you connect all the number 12, you'll get the first isoquant. When you connect all the number 28, you'll get the second isoquant. When you connect the number 35, you'll get the third isoquant. When you take the number 40, you'll get the fourth isoquant. So isoquants are what? They are convex shaped. This table was only to make you understand that if there are a given numbers and we give you some number, let's say 12, mark all the 12s. You can use this as a practice. You can copy this table, okay? And then you can take the number 12 and you can draw the line path. All the number 12s you can connect. See that when you are connecting the numbers, it should be something like this, convex. So you will come to know how an isoquant looks like. Labor, that is 1, 2, 3, 4 will be labor, and capital 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it is very easy for the student to see which row and which column a particular number is like. Now, to make you understand, look at this number 12. Now, this number 12 is lying in the fifth row, barabar, and it is in the first column. Now, what does this rows represent? Rows represent capital, machinery. Columns represent labor. So, if I take the first number 12 in the topmost, fifth row, then that takes me to 5. So, it means 5 machines or 5 hours of a machine with 1 unit of labor, I can get 12 units output. So I am getting a combination 5K1L. But go to the fourth row. Fourth row may again you have the number 12. So this means that I can get the same level of output with 4 hours of machine and 1 unit of labor. Now you tell me which would be a better combination to get the desired output of 12 units, 5K1L or 4K1L? Definitely 4, because you are saving 1 hour of the machine. So a producer, when he is making a decision with respect to selection of inputs, they will always try to have less and less input, giving them the same desired output. So it's basically choosing the optimal labor, capital, other raw material combination, which can be less and less input to get a desired level of output. Because the lesser the inputs for a given output, the more cost saving production decision, right? Similarly, if you, I'll just complete one isoquant for you, then remaining you can always keep practicing it. If I go to this first row, I have the number 12. I have two 12s on the first row. But one 12 is lying on the third column. Another number 12 is located on the sixth column. Now, what does it mean? Yes, come on, now you should be able to interpret. It means we are using 1 hour of machine with 3 units of labor. Or we are using 1 hour of machine with 6 units of labor. So which is technically more efficient? 6 and 1 or 3 and 1? Correct, definitely 3 and 1. So what are you doing in one isoquant when we have to select technically efficient? So technically efficient ka matlab hota hai, we are minimizing the combination of the factor which will give us the same output. Correct? So this totally depends on how sophisticated the machinery is and how well trained and skilled the labor is. Usually this happens when the companies have to hire CEOs for their organization. They will always go for experienced CEOs because the productivity of that CEOs will be, they will be more efficient and they will give higher output to the company. So when they're scrutinizing, they're going for the selection of, for a given task, who would be the best candidate. So for a given task, whom to be employed is like looking for isoquants. Now, when we study about isoquants, every isoquant introduces us to a term called MRTS, marginal rate of technical substitution. Now, what is marginal rate of technical substitution? See, when you draw an isoquant, you know that an isoquant shows different factor combinations resulting the same output, correct? So, it means that in an isoquant, we have a provision where we can make alterations. Matlab, we can decrease one factor and increase some other factor. So, the rate at which one factor input is substituted by the other is called the marginal rate of technical substitution. So, what is marginal rate of technical substitution? It is the rate at which one factor input is substituted by the other. It is always calculated by finding out how many of factor Y units are substituted by addition of one unit of factor X. Matlab, jab hum labor, when we increase labor, then how many machine hours are we reducing? Or when we are increasing machine hours, then how many units of labor we are reducing? So always remember, when a company is moving from labor intensive to capital intensive production methods, then it is definitely decreasing the labor. So marginal rate of technical substitution means how many labor units will be reduced to get a given increase in machinery or technology. The formula given here is MRTS is always equal to delta Y upon delta S. Delta Y. So we are reducing one factor in order to increase the other factor. So jo factor ko reduce kiya jayega, that will always be on the Y-axis. Y-axis reducing. X-axis increasing. Keep that in mind. Okay. It was observed that MRTS is always, the nature of MRTS is that MRTS goes on diminishing. It is based on a principle of marginal, diminishing marginal rate of technical substitution. It says that when a company is reducing one factor, it will reach a point where the factor will start reducing and the company will face a diminishing MRTS situation. Thank you.